This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Patricia Naft. It's 8 o'clock. Tragic news out of the Colorado National Monument. A 16-year-old boy was visiting the park with his cousins on Tuesday. He climbed past the railing and fell down a cliff and died. Superintendent Lisa Eckert explains.
The 16-year-old male left the group and left the railing area of the scenic overlook and went below it and climbed down onto a ledge. And that was the last point seen. And then he wasn't there. And then his companions realized that he had taken a fall. It was a very rapid response by the Lower Valley Fire Protection District, and that's in the Fruta, Colorado area, as well as the Mesa County Search and Rescue. And amazingly, the report was issued at 5:03 p.m., and within an hour, there were volunteers here. They set up rope systems. They had voice contact with the patient. They realized as they rappelled down to provide medical treatment that the fall was much longer than initially thought and about 100 feet below the overlook.
The crews reached the boy and attempted to save him, but unfortunately, he died from the multiple trauma of the fall. The boy was from the Grand Valley area. A woman from Silt is still missing. 44-year-old Claudia Ruiz was last seen in person boarding a bus in Glenwood Springs. Police Chief Terry Wilson says security cameras show her getting off the bus at Elgebel. Her family says Mrs. Ruiz has a history of mental health issues and may be confused, even using her maiden name, Perez. She was last seen wearing a blue jacket, a white skirt, and white flip-flops. She has brown hair, brown eyes, and a fair complexion. The Glenwood Springs police have entered Ruiz into the National Missing Persons Database and notified local hospitals. Anyone with information should contact their local police department. An image of Claudia Ruiz is posted on our morning news website at kvnf.org. Governor John Hickenlooper signed two measures into law Wednesday aimed at tightening rules around marijuana edibles and concentrates. As Benta Berklin reports, one goal is to make sure young children don't accidentally ingest the drug.
Dr. Mike DeStefano is the medical director of the emergency department at Children's Hospital in Aurora. Since Colorado legalized pot in 2012, he says the hospital has seen more young patients who've ingested edible marijuana products.
Not only is the number of patients increasing, but so is the severity of their cases. Multiple dose products intended for adults can cause serious health complications when ingested by a young child.
A bill sponsored during the 2014 legislative session by Republican Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch would create labels for marijuana edibles, such as pot-infused brownies, cookies, and candies. The state already requires child-proof packaging and labels, but this new standard would be different because it would include a mark or symbol on the actual pot product.
To make sure that they're clearly identifiable, it is absolutely reckless to use children's snacks, spray marijuana on them, and then sell them. They will end up in the hands of kids, and we've seen the effects.
Separately, Colorado is also creating new rules on the dosage inside pot edibles. There is a requirement per serving, but pot products typically contain more than one serving.
I call it the Lay's potato chip conundrum.
That's Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont, who's been involved in the rulemaking.
You can't have just one, right? Or is that Pringles? I don't remember.
Singer says the goal is to make sure people know what's going inside their bodies and that one serving size looks like one serving size. He's also the sponsor of another bill that the governor signed, creating an equivalency standard for marijuana concentrates. Concentrates can be used in vaporizer pens, the pot version of an e-cigarette. Singer says it's easier for some people, especially medical marijuana patients, to take marijuana in a vaporized form. But the problem is, again, in the dosage.
Maybe an ounce of the marijuana flower, the smokable bud, is probably equivalent to maybe a case of beer. An ounce of the marijuana concentrate, as it is right now, could probably last even a medical marijuana patient months. That was never the intention of the voters. The intention of the voters was for personal use.
The passage of Amendment 64 allows people to possess an ounce of marijuana. Singer says he wants to make sure individuals buying concentrates aren't walking away with a several-month supply of pot. I'm Benta Berklin at the State Capitol.
Wednesday, Governor Hickenlooper also signed a bill dealing with vaccines. Yesterday evening, we mistakenly reported that the bill would compel those seeking exemptions to take a class or get a doctor's note. This was in an earlier version of the bill, but as Benta Berkland reports, the new law doesn't go as far as the original version because of opposition to the measure.
Colorado has one of the highest vaccine exemption rates in the country, and physicians say vaccine-preventable diseases such as whooping cough, measles, and mumps are making a return. House Bill 1288 will allow parents to find out the vaccination rate and number of exemptions at daycares and schools. Democratic sponsor Dan Pabon of Denver says more transparency is crucial.
If I have an immune-compromised child, if my kid has leukemia or cancer and still wants to go to school, are there enough vaccinated children in this school to make sure that my child doesn't get sick?
But the measure doesn't go as far as supporters would have liked. The original version would have required parents to take an online education class or consult with a physician before opting their children out of vaccines. Opponents of that education piece said it was a brainwashing tactic to try and force parents to consent to vaccinations. They argue vaccines can lead to serious medical risks. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
You can find this week's local motion dealing with vaccines on our website at kvnf.org. The Colorado Capitol Conference is happening next month in Washington, D.C. It's an annual event where 100 Coloradans will leave for the nation's capital to meet with members of the House and Senate. It's a collaborative between Colorado Mesa University, University of Colorado, and Senator Mark Udall. The goal of the whole thing is to not only have citizens meet with their representatives, but also understand how the political process works in D.C., a behind-the-scenes nuts-and-bolts view. Genevieve Novinger is from Delta and the only person from Delta County accepted to the conference.
The 16-year-old male left the group and left the railing area of the scenic.
It's a very exciting, once-in-a-lifetime type opportunity, and we're going to get to see things that the public doesn't normally get to see.
She considers herself extremely lucky to be able to go to Washington and meet representatives not only from Colorado, but across the nation. Western Colorado recently reached out and touched something it hadn't been connected with in a long time, the ocean. The Colorado River just ran through the Delta and poured into the Gulf of California for the first time in 16 years. The damming of the river, along with heavy use, completely dried up the river near the coast. Thanks to an agreement between Mexico and the U.S., a reservoir began releasing a pulse of water 2 months ago. National Geographic reports that scientists didn't even plan for this water to reach the Gulf, but are delighted with the bonus. The water release is part of a 5-year experiment to restore the Colorado Delta ecosystem and the ecosystem of the entire California Gulf. Without the nutrients and fresh water, the fish populations in the Gulf have plummeted, hurting commercial fisheries and damaging the entire food chain. The plan is that with well-timed releases of water, the habitat can be restored. Stay tuned for Krista and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.